inviting me to speak here today. So when I look out there, I see a lot of familiar faces. But I also see a lot of new faces. So I know a lot of you probably don't know who I am. So let me just introduce myself quickly. So my English name is James. And I am a missionary with COCM. And most of my work is actually working with the English speaking people in Chinese churches. In the last few years, I've been working with actually Crossway, which is the English service that MKCCC helps. A bit of personal background about myself. So I'm a BBC, that means I was born in the UK and I grew up here. My parents were from Hong Kong as well, but they came in the 70s, so a very long time ago. Because my Cantonese is very not good. That's why I'm not preaching in Cantonese today. Yeah, if I preach in Cantonese today, you would all be confused. I would be confused. Kevin the translator would be confused. But thank you very much for inviting me in this Sunday, which is your mission Sunday, I believe. And I think it's very, very important that your church has a mission Sunday. Because we forget to ask the question that as a church here, do we just think about our own community here, or are we thinking about bringing other people? So I want to help us reflect on that idea here today. Well, I want to ask a more specific question. Actually, how is Chinese people, how does a Chinese church in the UK offer something different in mission? A lot of you here have moved to the UK recently. And this might be quite a strange time for you. You've come from a place where everyone looks like you, you're part of the main culture. But we are not foreigners in this country in some senses. How might God use us to do his mission? I want to ask us that. Some of us have moved here for maybe work. Maybe to study. Maybe to find a better life than where we were from. I want to say today, actually, God has brought you here because he has a mission for you to do. So to help us think about this, we are looking at Ephesians chapter 3. It's a really important passage because in this passage, God reveals to Paul the plan of how he's going to share his gospel message. The mission plan is made known to Paul in these verses. God is saying, my son Jesus Christ has died, he's fulfilled his mission on earth.
Now
this is my plan of how I'm going to spread it. And these are the people I'm going to use.
这个就是我们的计划，怎样将这个福音去传开它，而且这些人将会帮我去做这个事工的。
So when Paul hears this, he's very, very excited.
所以Paul这个讲的，他是很兴奋的。
When you read it through, it's very hard to follow the passage.
当你读这个经文的时候，我会觉得很难去明白他讲的。
It's because Paul is very, very excited. He can't stop speaking.
因为保罗在这里很兴奋，他好像停不下来，停不下来。
If you look at the original Greek, there's no full stops.
如果你可以看到他的原文是希腊的时候，这个整段话是一句话是没有句号的。
He's jumping from point to point like an excited child when they want to tell you something.
他在这里跳得很快，好像一个很兴奋的小朋友，想跟你说些。
But we need to pay attention to what he's saying because he's revealing God's mission plan.
所以我们一定要俾心机睇睇佢想讲啲咩，因为佢喺度向我哋讲出神向佢展示嘅。
So what does God reveal to Paul?
神向保罗展示咗咩咧？
I'm going to start us in verse 10, and I'm going to quickly read it
out. 我哋先睇下呢个第十节。
His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. I'll stop there.
第十节，为要藉着教会，使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
I want to start with this question.
我想问第一个问题。
Who is tasked to do mission?
是有哪个是被人叫去肩负这个宣教的事工呢？
I think traditionally in a lot of churches we think missionaries are supposed to do mission.
传统呢，我哋会谂，当然宣教士啦，佢就会做宣教工作。People
like myself who work for a mission organization like CAC.
好似我咁啦，嗰啲为宣教机构会烧香做嘢嘅人啦。People
who become full-time workers and plant churches and convert people, maybe travel abroad.
嗰啲係全職出嚟做宣教士啦，可能去到其他國家去建立教會，去要令到多啲神成基督徒。Those
are the people that God calls to do mission.
呢啲就係神呼召嘅人去做呢個宣教。That
was partly true.
呢個係當然啱。God
calls certain people to be full-time missionaries like me to do mission.
神專指一部分人，好似我咁啦，去做呢個全職嘅宣教。But
actually, in this verse, it says no. It's not just people like me that does mission.
但呢個經文話俾我聽，唔係咁嘅，唔係就係呢啲全職嘅宣教士去做宣教。
It says through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known.
佢話藉著教會，令到神百般嘅智慧係得而得知。
Actually, it's the church where a lot of the mission should actually be happening.
其實係教會，所有好多嘅呢個宣教事工係應該要發生。
God designed the church to be the place actually where His wisdom and His character is actually made known to everyone to see.
神嘅教會就係要令到神嘅本性同埋佢嘅智慧係令到大家去見得到。God
designed the church so that when people look at us as a people.
喺神教會入邊，當人哋望睇到我哋嘅時候，
When they see the way we talk to each other，
佢睇到我哋點樣同互相溝通，the
way we work together，
點樣我哋一齊事工，the
way we worship together，
我哋點樣一齊事工。All
our church life， this is meant to actually reflect God。
所以我哋教會生活都係要去反映神。And
it says this is mission work in itself。
呢個就係宣教工作啦。And
all of us here actually in this room。 You're missionaries.
所有人，我哋喺呢間房嘅全部，我哋都係宣教士。
It's actually as a people that God actually makes Himself known to the world.
呢個就係我哋就係神透過我哋，令到我哋令到其他人可以睇到神。
I want to say, missionaries is not just me. It's all of us. We are the church. We are God's mission.
我就話宣教士唔單止係我，而係我哋所有人，我哋嘅教會都係宣教士。
And mission work is not just outreach events.
宣教工作唔單單只係一個拓展向外拓展嘅工作。
Because every single little thing we do in this church is actually mission.
所有我哋教會做嘅所有嘅事，無論幾細都好，都係宣教工作。
Because we are reflecting God to the world.
因為我哋向呢個世界展示神。
today I'm speaking to a room full of missionaries. I want to say, speaking to a room of ambassadors. An ambassador is someone who represents somebody to a new group of people. So to use as an illustration, who's drunk this before? This is Coca-Cola, of course. It's an American drink. But we now know it's so successful, they drink it everywhere around the world. Even in China. Question, how did an American drink become so popular in China? Well, the Americans know, actually it's very difficult for them to sell Coke to the Chinese people because maybe Chinese people don't trust Americans. So what did they do? They found someone that the Chinese people trusted and know. This is Liu Xiang, Lao Chen. Once upon a time, the best sports star, the greatest sports star in China, everyone loved him. Coca-Cola said, let's find this man to represent us and sell Cola to people in China. He will be our ambassador, he represents us. I think it worked actually. I think the sales went up in, I think, the Beijing Olympics or something like that because of the advertising
campaign.
In the same way, or in a similar way, God calls all of us to be his ambassadors to the world. He calls us, the church in particular, to be his ambassador. That's quite a basic point. I think most of us probably know this. Again, I want to ask this question. How might God use a group of Chinese people in his country to do mission? Well, who is he sending us to do mission with? Well, we look back in our passage, we want to look at verse 6. And he says, this mission is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and shares together in the promise in Christ Jesus.
这个基就是外邦人在基督耶稣里藉着福音得以同为后子同为一体同年头。So
he said just now, God says the church will be his missionaries, his ambassadors.
先来讲神要他教会成为他的大使。
But Paul says something new here for the first time.
但保罗在这里讲了一些新的。
He says now the Gentiles are part of this church for the first time.
他在这里第一次提到说外邦人将会成为教会的一部分。
That means that Gentiles are also now the missionaries and ambassadors for God.
这里说外邦人这个时候都会成为神的大使和他的宣教士。
Back then, if you were a Gentile and you read this, you'd be very surprised.
在当时的外邦人当你看到这样的时候，你将会觉得很神奇，很奇怪。
Actually, you'd be a bit worried, I think.
可能你会有点担心。
And the reason for this,
原因呢？
From the start of the New Testament, the Gentiles were always made to feel by the Jews as unworthy and unclean. The Jews always reminded the Gentiles, we are the chosen people. Our laws and our morals means that we are a superior culture to you. And if you Gentiles want to be part of our church,
係想成為教會一部分。
You need to learn our language.
你要學我哋嘅話。
You need to adopt all our customs like circumcision.
你要做我哋所有嘅習俗啦，特別係行國禮啦。
You need to be as Jewish as possible and clean off your Gentile culture.
你一定要洗淨你嘅外邦人嘅文化，而且係用去進行啲當地嘅文化。
Then we might consider letting you to participate in our church, not to serve it.
當你做曬呢啲嘅時候，我哋可能就會俾你進入我哋教會，但係唔係話喺教會度侍奉。
So for a very long time, the Gentiles thought we are the wrong culture, God. You call us to do mission, we can't do this.
好多時候我可能會就會覺得神啊，我哋係一個唔適合嘅文化，你唔可以咁樣去嗌我哋做呢個宣教工作。
I think sometimes as Chinese people living in the UK, we can also feel we are the wrong culture.
所以我哋身為英國嘅華人，我哋有時都會覺得我哋係一個
How can we do mission in the UK when actually sometimes Chinese people are not respected here?
我哋喺英國點樣去做宣教工作咧？有時我會覺得中國文化喺度都唔一定受到尊重。
I still remember growing up and going to school in this country.
我仲記得我喺呢個國家長大喺呢度翻學。
How many times I was disrespected for being a Chinese, targeted for being Chinese?
好多時候我會記得我喺話曾經係俾人哋針對咧，因為係。
I still remember in lunchtime, the children, we'd all play football together. And whenever I got the ball, the other team, they start making, oh, Jackie Chan, making comments. Like, we can laugh about this. It wasn't funny at the time. And I remember going home that day and just wishing, God, why didn't you make me English so I wouldn't get picked on for being Chinese?
我記得我當時翻返屋企時候，我同神講：點解你點解我唔係一個英國人？點解我俾人哋咁樣嘅針對
？That wasn't the most hurtful experience, though.
嗰個唔係一個但係咧嗰個都唔係一個最令我受傷痛嘅經歷。
So it was a period when me and my sister were teenagers.
我都記得當我同我嘅妹妹仲係18歲嘅時候。
My parents took me and my sister to an English church, a big English church in the middle of Oxford.
我父母帶我同細妹去牛津一個好大嘅英國教會。
It was a very impressive church, but it was very very middle class. There were a lot of professors and doctors who went to this English church.
一個好都好有名嘅英國教會，亦都有好多嘅學者啦。教授啦、醫生啦，好出眾嘅人去，好多中產嘅喺度呢個教會度。
We went to this church for about 3 to 4 years.
我哋前後去呢個教會有3-4年。
And in that time in the youth group, no one ever came to really talk to me and my sister.
喺嗰陣時，我參加佢哋嘅年輕人嗰個青少年組啦，但冇人走上嚟同我同我細妹傾偈。
After the youth group, they didn't really ask us to join in the activities.
完咗呢個青少年團契，佢都冇。邀請我哋去參加佢哋完咗教會之後嘅活動啦。
And I found out I wasn't better than my parents either.
對我父母嚟講，佢哋聽都唔係話好多好多。
None of the adults really tried to talk to my parents or get to know them.
嗰啲成人都冇話走去專門去同我父母傾偈，或者係想認識佢哋。
And I still remember, we were going to the church in the morning, and the ushers are welcoming us.
我仲記得當我哋早上去行教會嘅時候，嗰啲侍奉嘅人會歡迎我哋。
So welcome, is it your first time here at this church?
佢想問：好多歡迎你啊！你係第一次嚟教會啊
？That's we've been coming here for 4 years.
但係我哋已經嚟咗4年啦。
And as a family, we knew why are we so invisible in this place, in this church?
作為家庭，我知道點解我哋教會會咁隱形咧。
As Chinese, we were not the English middle class, the type of people that was worth to know. These are just my experiences, and some of you might have had some different experiences. But it's true, as Chinese people, we are not always respected in the country.
的確係喺呢個國家入邊，作為華人，我哋嘅文化唔一定會得經常成日都得到
promise, when we believe this to be true,
但當我們都是這樣覺得的時候,
sometimes, like the Gentiles, we might think, well, God can't actually use us with the wrong culture in the wrong place.
就好像這些外國人一樣,
when God wants to do mission, He uses the big English churches to do mission.
當神要做宣教的時候,
what can a small Chinese church here do?
一個這麼小的環教,
Paul in this verse is saying, stop thinking like this.
保羅在這裡跟我們說,
he says, the Gentiles, stop thinking like this.
保羅說,
he says, God has now made the Gentiles as co-heirs with the Jews as part of his church.
他說神在這裡跟我們說,
God's plan is very, very different to the world.
神的計劃是跟這個世界的話很不同的。
And I want to make this point.
Yeah. 我想在這裡跟大家說,
because God uses the weak and the humble.
因為神揀選軟弱的和謙卑的。
Which I add, God also uses the foreigners.
也都,我也都要說嘛,
in this passage, what God is doing, He's bringing the Gentiles who are on the outside, inside, into the church.
神用到將那些邊緣的,將他帶入到中間去做他的,在教會中間,中心度。
He wants to use these people.
他想用,使用這些人。
If you read the Bible, there's always a continual pattern.
如果你看教,這個經文的時候,有一個連續的一個規律。
God always picks those who are unimpressive, those who are weak, those who are from the wrong cultural groups.
神會選選那些軟弱的,選選那些外邦的,和是來自一個不同的文化背景的。
He chooses those people to be His representatives.
選選這些人作為他的大使。
Who did Jesus pick to be His closest disciples?
大家想想,耶穌當時選選了哪些人作為他最接近的門徒呢?
The disciples that would go on to actually plant the church.
這些門徒都是為他建立這個教會。
He didn't pick kings, He didn't pick professors.
他沒有選選當時的王,當時的教授學者。
He picked fishermen who are not educated.
他選選一些沒有受過教育的漁夫。
He picked tax collectors who people don't like.
他選一些納粹,是這些人不喜歡的。
Well, fast forward to this passage. Who does God pick to plant His churches around the world?
或者等一下經文,
He picks Paul.
他選保羅。
Again, Paul actually even says himself.
保羅在這裡自己說他自己。
Verse 8, I am the less, I'm less than the least.
他第八節說, 我比最少的話要少。
God always picks those who are on the outside to do His mission work.
神經常都是選選一些在邊緣的去做他的宣教工作。
He picks those who are weak and humble.
他選那些軟弱和謙卑的。
Why does God pick the weak and humble?
為什麼神要選一些軟弱和謙卑的呢?
When we are weak, we are aware of our limitations.
當我們軟弱的時候,我們會很清楚知道自己的弱處。
And we realize actually our need for God to help us.
我們會知道我們需要神的幫助。
And when we realize our need for God to help us, He can work and change us.
當我們知道我們需要神幫助的時候,神就可以去改變我們。
It's easier for God to then shape you in a specific way to then use you.
這個就令到神容易去將你塑造成一個專門的樣去使用你。
Another reason why God uses foreigners like us to do His mission.
另一個原因,為什麼神會選選外國人,好像我們這樣去做他的宣教呢?
Foreigners are more likely to recognize other foreigners.
因為外國人可能,你應該會更加容易去看到其他外國人。
If you're on the outside, you're going to be more sensitive to other people who are also on the outside as well.
如果你是一個獨外人,你會更加敏感地看到其他獨外人。
And you're more likely to bring the gospel to the places where the whole world neglects all the time. One of the reasons why reason why the English church has really struggled to do mission in this country. Because most English Christians in this country are middle class. When they're the middle class, they don't actually recognize or understand the people who are not middle class or who are neglected. As Chinese, as those on the outside, we can actually recognize other cultural groups are on the outside as well. And we can actually be in a perfect position to understand them and to bring the gospel to them. So what seems to be a disadvantage, our culture in this place, could be used as an advantage. So I want to challenge this church when we go from this place today. Who are those other people who might be neglected, who are on the outside, that maybe we are in a good place to reach? God uses the weak, the humble, and the fatherless. And comes to my last point. And the question now is, well, okay, God has called us to do mission. How do we prepare ourselves? Paul prepares the Gentiles when he prays for them in verse 16. He says, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through the Spirit in your inner being. Paul knew that even though God has picked the Gentiles to do his mission, he needs to strengthen them first. And Paul is saying to us here today, if you want to be an ambassador or missionary for God, what's your faith and what's your relationship with God like first? In some Chinese churches we make the mistake because we don't have a lot of resources. We very quickly take anyone and say, go serve, go lead worship. Oh, you came to church, come preach next week. Paul says you can't do this until you do the hard work of helping them have a firm faith. Have they benefited from the gospel first before they go and try and sell it to other people? If you want to be a missionary for God, we need to strengthen our faith first. And Paul says the way that God strengthens us is by living in us. And that's why he says, so that Christ might dwell in your hearts. The way God strengthens us and changes us is by living in us. He slowly changes the way we think, the way we behave, changes our character from the inside. So the question I want to ask each one of you is God actually living in your heart? A lot of us will say, yes, I'm a Christian, I've been baptized, but Jesus is definitely living in my heart. Does this picture suggest, is he just outside it, or is he actually really inside? For quite a few years, I rented in a house share in Broughton. I shared the house with something like four or five other housemates. The landlady was very, very nice. She was very, very polite. She kept the house very, very clean. The only problem, she was very, very strict about whether we could move certain furniture or not. So in my room, she gave me a very, very hard desk chair from IKEA. I think it's very cheap. Well, I remember the start of the pandemic, everyone had to work at home, so I was sitting on this chair for like, I don't know how many hours per day, over 12 hours per day. Yeah, I couldn't feel my backside anymore, so I can't change this chair. So I went downstairs. The dining chairs have some cushioning on it. So I took one of the dining chairs and put it at my desk. A few days later, the landlady came to check on the house. James, why is there a dining chair in your room? I explained to her, I'm working from home, that other chair is really hurting me, please let me use the dining chair. She's like, no, I prefer if you keep the dining chair in the dining room. At that point I realised, although I lived in this house, this house is not my home, because I can't move anything around, I can't organise it the way that I want it. Why am I telling you this story? Are you letting Jesus in as someone who rents your heart, or is the homeowner of your heart? Is he renting in your heart as in, yes, Jesus, come into my life, come into my heart? But you can't change anything. The way I want to live my life, you know, you have to just stick with the rules that I've set up. If that's your situation, Jesus is not dwelling in your heart. Paul says, make him the property owner of your heart. We say to Jesus, come in. Do whatever you want to do in this place. Change what needs to be changed. Throw out what needs to be thrown out. Paul says, only when you let Jesus do that can he actually transform you. Only can he do that, when he does that, can he make you fit to be his ambassador. So the final reminder is, let Jesus in. And I am sure he will change you. And he will use you to be a light. He'll use you in a way that you never even imagined that you could be used.
And
we do all of this for the sake of his